Damn, bitch, the boys are back.
Compton Classic, baby.
Compton Classic.
What everybody wants.
The good shit.
Just
a couple fucking hard dick warriors in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm still laid the fuck up.
Yeah, first of all, we need to discuss something. The fan base is not allowed to call me a monkey.
I was just Twitch streaming and everyone was calling Nick Diddy Kong.
There's nothing
and
Diddy.
He did not like it.
I don't like it. I didn't even go on camera. I don't know how you know I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, you got your little fucking jetpack on, dude.
No, I do not.
You got here by jumping from alligator head to alligator head.
Yeah.
Until you landed here.
Yeah, it's just I didn't start a podcast so that people would criticize any aspect of my life.
That's
me.
Right. You started for respect.
I did it to get respect from other posters.
That's right.
Anybody that has anything negative to say about me, one, you're wrong.
That's number one.
Two,
bitch.
You're making the show worse by hurting me.
Is that what you guys want?
Is that what you want?
You Nick's make eyes are bloodshot, dude.
I've been crying
he
all night long.
He asked me for a second. We've been trying to start this at podcast 5 different times, but Nick's been like, I need a second, and then he cries in my bathroom, and then he gets it out of the system. And
then I cry
start.
In the other bathroom.
Then he goes to Eldis' room.
The two genders.
While Eldis is shitting, he sits in his lap.
I climb my way up the shower curtain, and then I just launch turds at Eldis.
Interesting way to dispute being a monkey.
Damn, dude. The world's greatest podcast.
Bruh, 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 bruh. That's good ass fucking content, bitch.
Yeah.
Where are you guys getting that from, huh? Pod Save America?
You know what? Fuck it.
Pod suck my nuts.
Maybe
suck.
I am a monkey. This is the new. I'm going to. I
lean
just,
in,
I'm
baby.
Leaning in, dude. I don't
lean
give a
in.
Shit. Yeah, you know
Make
what?
Make the noises.
I am. No, I'm not making the noise.
Make the noises so that can be clipped out of context.
Yeah. No, I was saying earlier, man, I'm jealous. Because I used to be just this completely just disgusting piece of shit. Dude. And it's like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the ponytail. And it's like, why did I do that? And it's like, oh, because I had unshakable confidence.
That's right.
Because I didn't care.
Right. Because you thought you were going to get a black belt automatically.
No, it's because it's like, it's because it's like, again, you already have a million strikes against you. It's like, what the fuck is one more?
Yeah, that's why I
don't give a shit.
That's why I was like, fuck it. Take the tooth out. No one's fucking me because of how I look anyway.
Yeah.
So why put an annoying ass little piece of plastic in my mouth?
That's smart. You lose sight of things like that in life.
That's right, bro.
And it just destroys so much of you.
You know what else you lose sight of? Here's a good reason to have plants in your room. Let's say you want to get up in the middle of the night and piss, but your toilet's
broken. Have you been pissing in your plants?
I may have pissed in one of my plants.
Is it the one that's dead?
They're all dead.
Those aren't plants, dude. They're jars of piss. You have dirty jars of piss.
Yeah, that's a little tip for you guys. If you ever wanted something to piss inside of, get houseplants.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
That is smart.
It's a fucking jar of piss you can have and people think you're fucking classy for it.
Yeah. The other thing, too, people aren't allowed to say I'm bad at stand-up.
Uh-oh.
No more of that. That's canceled.
You hear that? White
you're
men?
You're going to say I'm worse than Tom Myers? Whew.
Do not say that about Nick.
Incorrect. I've got a lot of classic bits. You know, what? You think just because you have access to the Starz streaming app, you know jack shit about my repertoire?
Is there shit on Starz?
Yeah, that New York's Funniest thing got posted on
really?
Starz. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Starz?
Starz, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I thought I was owed like residuals or something.
You should be.
But people watch that and then the experts of comedy weigh in.
Well, if you're not allowed residuals, we should at least get one of the fake dicks from Spartacus.
What do you mean the fake dicks from Spartacus?
Spartacus was on Starz.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
No, it's but awesome. They have fake dicks?
Dude, they have so many fake big dicks on Spartacus and like fake big ass titties and shit. Like a dick gets chopped off in part of it.
Are you sure there's not just people with normal sized dicks and you're seeing it? You're like, look at all this.
Look at these giant 4-inch and 4.5-inch dicks. Dude, they're so unrealistic with their 3-inch flaccid dicks on Spartacus. Dude, how did they have the fucking budget to make those big ass dicks?
Everybody knows the neck ain't visible. When you're going into battle, nobody's got a visible neck.
My shit's pointed straight forward like a weapon.
Always, dude. Yeah. My cock is always weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to fucking... I don't cum so much as I unleash my spores.
Yeah.
That's my cum is very light. It goes in the
like
wind.
Like a fungus.
That's right.
Like a fungus would. Right.
Exactly correct.
Like some big piece of shit fungus tree that's just spewing poison.
That's
all
what
over
my
the
dick
place.
Is, a little mushroom that fucking coughs up cum spores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like a poisonous mushroom, you know? Because it's all dark and...
twisted.
And
gnarly,
fucked up looking.
Gnarled.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little gnarls, but I got a little CeeLo. My dick looks like CeeLo.
Damn, I would think my dick looks like CeeLo, but you're right, it is your dick.
Yeah, just purple and beating women.
That's right, yeah. But just fucking slathered in cocoa
Fuck
butter
you!
Always.
Yeah.
I committed rape!
He did, he raped.
Yeah,
he?
I think he did, yeah. When the girl tells you no, you just ignore them. Keep having sex. Well, I tried to stop, but I didn't want to because fuck you. Fuck
well,
you.
CeeLo, can we stop you right there, CeeLo?
When a bitch wants to stop having sex, it's like, fuck you.
CeeLo, someone cut his mic. Yeah, that's me.
That's what your dick is.
Yeah, yeah.
A little fat fucking black fucked up ball of rape.
You're right, though, because I've been thinking a lot. I think it's like I just need to have just really wallow in low self-esteem so I can get back to
the bottom.
Just being funny.
Bottom out.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I never really wrote jokes about like self-deprecating stuff. It's always about society, you know, power structures.
That's right, like GameStop.
Yeah.
Taking down the power structures of GameStop. And old people that couldn't fucking figure out their email.
Yeah.
That you were duping for a living.
Yeah.
Those were good jokes, right. Though.
Thanks, man. See? Yeah. Reddit, faggots. That's a professional comedian's take on
that. That's the thing, though. You really could have. You should already have
It legitimately did bother me, though. All the shit people say, that's the only thing that's ever really like hurt my feelings.
That you're bad at stand-up?
Yeah, that I'm, because you know why?
But they're fucking dumb. They don't know
well,
shit.
Well, no. You know why? It's because it's like, I do feel that way.
You feel like you're not working as hard as you could.
Because, well, it's not that I'm working. Yeah, I'm not definitely not working as hard as I could. But like with those Boston shows, it's like, so these people that come to see me, so I get to like 40 minutes or whatever, and then I can continue to go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be material from like when I was a road feature, which is like, so I don't get fired from the club.
Right.
So nobody wants.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel that way too.
For me to do like, you know, the material. I mean, your shit's all like self-deprecating anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
but I have like 10, fuck. I have like 10, 15 minutes that I'm like, I really want to, I've outgrown it, but I have to keep it in because I'm doing an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm doing it and I'm like, ugh.
Right.
But you just got
to
put that shit
for
in the
me
middle,
to do.
Dude.
For me to do a bunch of shit about like, you know, food at the grocery store, you know, like after talking about why Me Too is bad.
Yeah, you have to structure it a certain way. Yeah. you can't follow fucking
probably.
Rape is good.
Whatever. I'll show you faggots. I'm going to become a really good comic. You fucking faggots.
All right, step one, Nick.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, dude. Take that. Take that fucking Imagine Slight and let it fuel you, my friend.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Yeah, dude. That's why you can't be on that shit, dude. The Reddit can suck my nuts.
No, you need it. You need it to balance out your ego.
I don't have that much of an ego.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I stay nice.
You're definitely not a complete narcissist.
I am, but I have plenty of reasons to, like, the self-hatred is never too far away. So it's a nice balance.
Yeah.
I'm either, right now I'm so low that it's like, there's nothing anyone else can tell me that made me feel worse about myself.
Yeah.
I'm fucking toothless. I've been eating like shit. I hurt my foot bathing today.
Yeah.
I got a setback because I didn't want to smell bad.
Yeah.
Although that's kind of an admirable thing because I was smelling ripe the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday you fucking caught a whiff.
Yeah, you smelled pretty bad.
I was not smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel at my ultimate low. I'm probably going to take more edibles. I've been taking edibles just to zonk me out so I don't have to fucking be awake for half the day.
Yeah.
Probably going to do that as soon as this podcast is over.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, dude. You just get high as shit, you eat a bunch of fucking bad food, and then you watch, like, Heat or some shit.
Yeah.
That's a nice evening.
I used to have such... I used to do... When I was, like, 20, I would just get high or drunk all day long and just watch shitty movies.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about anything.
It's a good life.
It was perfect. My mind was done.
That's the worst.
My mind was finished when I was 20. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck anything had to change. I was 100% secure in who I was and what I did.
Yep.
I was just a mean guy that, you know, was fucked up all the time.
Yep.
And that's not happiness, but it's at least stable.
Well, that's the worst part, dude. That the scariest part of this whole foot ordeal is that in my heart of hearts, I love this.
Yeah.
I love just eating like shit all day, hanging out with my boys, not having sex.
Yeah.
This is what I know, dude.
Dude, Felix is on that tip right now.
Yeah.
Just Twitch streaming.
Yes.
Gym. No contact with anybody. Just none.
Yeah. It rules, dude.
It is.
God, I wish I could go back to
that. That is in my heart.
But we have to transcend that, dude.
Yeah.
We're about to be 30 years old.
Fuck.
It's the end of our 20s. We have to come. We have to get families. We have to move to the suburbs. We have to get married.
Damn. Does anyone know where I can get a family?
Knock up the next bitch you fuck.
Yeah.
Raw dog her. Uh-huh. She's like, please don't come. You just hold her down. Come inside of her.
It's sort of like a reverse I Am Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a retarded person knocking up a homeless woman, it's a genius.
And wait, did I Am Sam fuck a homeless lady?
Yeah, that's the plot.
And they what?
Have to, they have to take the kid away from me because I'm too smart.
Yes, yes. You
know? Mm-hmm. I'm working at Starbucks. And
that's right.
People are like, can I get a chai latte? I'm like, have you ever heard of E equals MC squared?
They're like, yes, they're like, obviously I have. It's that fucking Einstein shit. Now can you give me my fucking latte, you dumb motherfucker?
Like, this man is too smart for Starbucks.
He knows E equals MC squared.
Yeah, dude. That's me. The man too smart for Starbucks. How damn. About Guy M. Sam and he's a guy?
He's gay.
He's gay.
Yeah. It's gay just a movie about the state taking away custody from a gay man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
Yeah. That would be great.
I would love Guy M. Sam. So really, a homeless lady fucked him?
Yeah, he fucks a homeless lady and then... Nice. And then he has a kid for like 8 years before somebody's like, what
the fuck?
Yeah.
Before they see the kid giving him the Heimlich maneuver because he ate too many Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck's going on here?
That's your daddy? We gotta take you away from your daddy.
Damn, what happens at the end?
He loses the kid, of course.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what, he goes to like a little home for the mentally challenged?
Yeah, they kill him. They put him down.
They put him down. Yeah. Since you don't have a kid,
yeah,
you go into the retarded raffle,
uh-huh.
And your odds are you either work at Walmart as a greeter,
uh-huh.
You get to fucking clean out the balls at Chuck E. Cheese at the end of the day, wipe them one by one and color code them,
yeah,
or we kill you,
uh-huh.
And that's it, dude. That's how we treat them in this fictional universe.
Damn, I'm kind of depressed that I'm now a monkey who's bad at stand up.
Here you go, dude. Do you want a banana?
No, egg? I don't want a banana.
Do you want a banana flavor now and later?
I don't.
What about a banana?
In fact,
flavor
I don't.
Laffy Taffy?
In fact, I don't.
What about a banana milkshake?
In fact, I do not.
Would you like some chunky monkey Ben and Jerry's?
I don't know about
Would
that.
Would you like to throw your own shit at
another monkey? I don't want to throw monkey? My own shit. I got to find a way to be happy. Because it's starting to piss me off.
Yeah, oh, you're getting mad at depression. I like that.
Know, I guess.
Fight it, dude.
Yeah.
See if you can punch your way out of being sad.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Mm.
The Lewis move?
The Lewis move.
Yeah.
Or the abusive father move. That's another reason you need family.
To abuse them.
Yep. That's how my dad felt good.
Yeah.
Throwing shit.
The thing is about having a family is it would probably be like, oh, good. Now it's this child. This child can have a bad life.
And yeah.
I mean, I can just be proud of it.
Yeah. I get to stop thinking. I get to stop having goals and ambitions and fucking.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just
hit it all on a kid.
Yeah, right. Make the kid have a better life.
Maybe the
life.
Kid kills himself or whatever, but who cares? you can have a nice 20-year run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Damn, that would suck.
If your kid killed itself?
Yeah.
Damn, after that, you got to deal with that shit?
Yeah.
You're back to square one
you
even
gotta
harder.
You got to close his room, board
You just
it up.
Hit me up. You're like, hey, dude, what's up?
Remember the time he spilled the car? Yeah, yeah.
20 years from
now? Yeah, my son killed himself.
He's trying to chill.
Let's get the pod going.
Adam's like, I can't, about, thank God. He starts crying tears of joy.
It's fucked up that Adam's going to have the best life of the three of us.
Yeah.
The one who contributes the least.
But it makes sense. That's why he's also not as funny.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? He's like, has going to have sort of a bad life because and he's sort of funny. You know what I mean? It's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
We're fucked for sure. Yeah. But me and you are pretty fucked.
Yeah.
And everyone we drag into our lives is also fucked.
Oh, yeah. I will hurt so many people.
I know, dude.
Everyone who makes
a mistake.
That's
the worst part.
Right.
Every time a girl likes me, I'm like, damn, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad for what's about to happen.
Yeah, I know.
But thank you for letting me suck them titties, though.
They don't know any better.
No.
Just dragging them into the forest.
Yep.
To be raped and murdered.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, should I have done it as a metaphor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Poetry. Did you like poetry as a little kid?
Never.
Do you ever read Shel Silverstein or anything like that?
No, I mean, I'm familiar.
That shit was nice. I like that shit.
I was really into Lord Byron when I was in kindergarten.
Shouts out to Lord Byron. My man came through and gave a little, I think, fiduciary aid to the Greeks in the Revolution.
Yeah, that's
so shouts
true.
Out to Lord Byron. Uh-huh. My man, I think he was gay.
Lord Byron, and it's all.
I think he was already gay.
Tis to thee, mine dick.
mine beautiful phallus.
Yeah.
Sucketh mine glands.
Tithe and tine my cock and balls. Thus wintry nether hole. And I shall fuck thusly into your ass.
And I shall take into your ass for shelter and sustenance. I will eat your asshole. I will suckle on your sphincter.
Mm-hmm.
Like the morning dew. Like a bee at the morning dew, I'll suckle at your nuts.
Yeah, dude. I wish I was a bee.
Why?
You know, you just
get
stink.
All that fucking sweet queen pussy.
Yeah, you get to fuck the queen.
Sloppy queen pussy.
Yeah.
Didn't we already talk about that on an episode?
I'm sure we talked about
bees.
It's
just a.
It's a slut,
just
dude.
Just a slam piece.
Queen England. Just
everyone fucks her pussy.
Yeah.
Everyone just gets a piece of the queen's pussy.
That's right.
I think she just has a giant pussy that everyone gets a corner of.
Yeah. I dated a girl who had a pussy so loose that it would like go like, you know, it would like it,
you were getting sucked into another dimension.
Well, if you open the front, it would go like there was a cavernous sound.
Her pussy looked like the fucking what the fuck is that? The Little Shop of Horrors plant.
Yeah, and then that,
your hair, yeah. Your fat just flies off your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the air gets released.
Yeah, yeah. My hat.
I'll get it. I'll fish it out. She just puts her fucking hand elbow deep into her pussy and gets your hat out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I dated a couple like extremely
big
loose.
Big pussy
just
gals.
Extremely loose.
Interesting.
I remember this girl jacking me off one time and she stuck her entire hand in her pussy.
What?
To like scoop out pussy juice. Like ice cream.
What the fuck?
She's like jacking me off with it. And I was like, did you just put your whole hand in there? And she was like, yeah, what?
Are you kidding?
No,
that's
I'm
how
serious.
Fucking big her pussy was?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have big hands, but
sure.
Like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, your fingers are the same size as your nose.
Right, right.
Your hand shouldn't be the same size as your entire pussy.
Oh, sorry. I have to scratch my ass. My ass is itching. You just put my whole hand in my ass to scratch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was intense.
Her whole hand in her pussy?
Whole fucking hand.
Jesus. I mean, I could see maybe one or two fingers.
Well, of course, one or two fingers, but yeah.
But even the scoop motion is a little advanced.
Yeah. No, she, the whole, just like, you know, like a backhoe, just went in there and just,
beep,
and
beep,
like scraping out pussy juice.
She's got a jackhammer in her pussy.
Uh-huh.
My friend, I won't say, I almost said his name. My friend from college raw dogged this one random girl who just like showed up. We were having like they were having a party and it was just like six dudes and like one random woman.
Uh huh.
And she started, so he started hooking up with her. And then our friend, our other friend Chad, just kind of hung out in the mix. And so she just started sucking both their dicks, like, you know, at the same time. And like, they, these guys did not know each other at the time. Yeah. They were just like, just kind of
a couple of blokes at the urinal.
A couple of blokes at the urinal. And she starts sucking both their dicks. Chad gets weirded out and she stays. And this, my friend, we'll call him Rick, he starts to fuck her. And then she, while he's fucking, this girl's pussy was so big, and I think he also has a little ass dick. Mm-hmm. She would, she started putting a couple fingers in while he was fucking her, and then she puts her whole hand in her pussy while his dick is inside of it. I think his dick was that little and her pussy was that big.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And he remembers it. Like,
so she reached into her pussy and was jacking him off.
Basically, yeah. She was basically giving him a hand job in her pussy.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I think she was, yeah, she, it was, I mean, I was like, what? Mm. He was like, yeah, dude. It started when he was fingering her and she was like, another one. And it was like three, and he's just like, okay. And he's just putting four fingers in her pussy. And then his dick needed a couple fingers to like help him out.
Yeah.
Damn. And he just raw dogged this stranger.
Yeah. That's always a good move.
And he just did AIDS. He just researched how do you get AIDS for about a month after that. And he did not. He's very, he's happily married now though. So congratulations to him.
Yeah. Congratulations to him on marrying that woman.
Yeah.
He hid a ring inside her pussy and she didn't even notice.
Well, that's how he knew it was meant to be. He put his hand in a ring case. Put your hand in a girl's pussy, you're wearing gloves when it comes out. You just have a fucking bracelet and a ring and gloves. Your nails are done. Your nails are painted green.
Yeah. That fucking rules. She just folds in on herself like a Columbia rain jacket. She's like, ooh, it's raining out. She goes into her pussy.
Can you just punt me home?
Yeah.
She just gets into a little ball shaped. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I did not know that a couple of the first girls that I fucked had big pussies until I came into the little pussy. I came into some little pussy later on in life, and I was like, oh, this is... This rocks.
Yeah.
It's like my dick is big. So, but now, you know, I like to, I'll enjoy, you know, picking a corner of the pussy to fuck, picking a side if it's really big, you know.
A side?
You have to get creative, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to the left side of this big pussy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the friction from the left wall. I'm just walking in the middle. You know, what's the point? But just angle. Angle the way you fuck. I'm doing a demonstration.
Yeah, that's a good demonstration. I still don't understand the physics of your body. I can't imagine fucking at that size.
Yeah, it rocks, dude. I have a lot of torque behind my strokes.
Yeah,
a lot of power, dude. It feels good to fuck at this size. I got to be honest with you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy it?
I love to.
I remember I had a big fat roommate, and he brought home some big fat girl.
Oh, that's tough.
And it was like
that's always like that's like. It's like a sumo match at that point. Yeah. It's not even having sex. It's like, I don't even mind I like big girls, but sometimes the physics just scares me off. You know what I mean? Because I'm not even working with that much dick either.
Yeah.
So I can't be, we're losing inches.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We're losing inches to fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From my end, and now you're going to throw a fucking little
pussy fat.
Little pussy fat barrier.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with girls with humongous asses. It's like, I got to take the right angle from that shit, dude.
Because
I don't have the kind of dick that can, you know, persevere past big ass butt cheeks if they're not angled correctly.
What do you mean angled correctly?
Like, you know, she's got to sort of, the pussy's got to be popping.
Yeah.
Past, and the cheeks sort of angled, tilted down. Pussy tilted up.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of fucking down.
I always feel bad for girls. You go to fuck them from behind and they don't know what to do with their body.
Yeah.
And they look like they're looking for a contact lens. Yeah. It's like back all fucking arched.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes like a scared the pussy's cat. Way too high.
Yeah.
Like the pussy's at your titties and shit like that.
The pussy's always too high for me because I got short. I got like little, too. Not chimp legs, but some other type of animal that has tiny legs. So, me on my knees, I'm always, like, fucking up.
Yes, that's why I recently switched.
I hate it, dude. It's like, because I'm usually, I mean, I can't recall if I've fucked women taller than me, but I've definitely fucked plenty of women the same height.
I've fucked a couple girls.
Which is a tall bitch, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not pretty 5'8" is extremely tall for
pretty
a woman.
Regular.
That is it's rare for a woman to be that high.
That tall. Nick's only that's what a WNBA center height is. It's 5'8".
But yeah, there's nothing more embarrassing when you have to like try and fuck a girl behind
your
tippy
toes.
You're like, I might need to get a phone book.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Straight up, I was problem solving this, and I was like, do I get a stool?
Yeah.
You know how many times I've gotten literal Charlie horses in my calves?
Yeah.
Fucking literally on my tippy toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
That's why I recently switched bed frames to the
lower
to
bed
one
frame?
That's 3 inches lower, barely low. But
that's genius.
But it is all the fuck height that I need.
Yeah.
Because I used to, in Baltimore, I had the perfect setup. It was box spring and this specific mattress.
Uh-huh.
And there, and me on standing up, perfect pussy yeah. dick height. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently.
16 inch legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So now I've swapped for fucking purposes. Oh, it's a little lower than I like. I got used to a little higher, but that's all right, man.
Yeah.
If I can fuck. And then you're standing up, you got a real good fucking, you're fucking from a position of power.
Yeah.
Standing up, putting your whole fucking shit behind it.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yep, that's a good tip for the listeners.
If you're a shorter man, get either a box spring and a mattress or a 10-inch platform bed and a mattress.
Yeah.
And you're in fuck city. You're in stand up while they're bent over. And by the way, I'm not saying you just gotta fuck. Eat some ass from behind. I love a nice ass eating from behind.
Hey, I could not be more on board with that. I was kind of annoyed when everybody was doing the whole like eating ass thing, because it's like, man, that's been my shit for well over a decade now.
Yep.
Never been gun shy about that.
Yes.
Never once.
Certainly.
I'll stick my whole fucking tongue in there.
Yes, sir.
Not think twice about it.
I'll start at the clit. And do one of those big cartoon ice cream licks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the way up to your asshole.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm goofy.
No gun shyness whatsoever. Mm-mm.
Guns blazing, bitch.
Yeah.
Like fucking Rocky and Rambo.
Yeah. It sucks when you're not tall enough to eat the ass.
You must be this tall to eat ass. The carnival ride.
Damn, that keeps happening to me, too. I meet these women, and their ass is just
too high.
Just a little bit too high. Like a runt trying to get to the asshole. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to lick the ass. Just taller versions of you eating the ass.
Looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
There's like 7 of them. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah.
And then some fucking old British man lets you eat his ass.
Yeah. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm. How about rape to pig in the city?
Okay.
It's a pig named Rape instead of Babe.
Does he rape?
Sure.
He does. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's not as lovable a protagonist as Babe.
Yeah. How about instead of Babe Ruth, it's Rape Booth?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
This guy loves going in phone booths and...
Hey, come on over here, sweetheart. I gotta make a phone call. Can you get the operator for me?
Yeah. And there's like a building on fire, and like Clark Kent sees it, and he's like, and he pulls a woman into a phone booth and rapes her while everyone's paying attention to the fire. It's an alternate universe where Clark Kent is just
an opportunistic rapist.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's, I don't know. Just look over there.
Yeah, over there. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a. Cloth rag?
Yeah. It's chloroform.
What I miss, boy, he just runs over, zipping up his pants. Boy, that's a bad fire.
I wish I lived in the 40s.
How come?
I don't know. You wear hats everywhere.
Everyone wears hats. Yeah, we were talking about how the 50s kind of sucked. The only part I like about it is the soda jerk.
Yeah, the soda jerk.
That seems nice.
First of all, my mustache, nobody would give me shit about it. I get to have the mustache, wear pinstripe suits. Maybe I'll be a newspaper man.
Yep.
You know?
Got
private
respect.
Eye, private dick, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to my office, Toots. What seems to be the problem? Oh, your husband's...
Superman raped me in a phone booth.
Yeah, your husband's cheating on you, huh? Well,
I'll tell you what. Me and my associates specialize in dressing up like girls and then confronting people's husbands and trying to suck their Johnsons. So I'll get right on this afternoon. You know, and then it's like a
good news, Miss Smith. We were able to suck off your husband. What?
Yeah, Mr. Smith. So good to see you. Take a look at that.
Look familiar. Yeah, yeah.
Just spits the guy's comment. Oh my goodness! I knew this was true. Hey, McGonagall. That woman that came in earlier, that's not Mr. Smith's wife. What? You mean to tell me I just suck some guy's cock to not protect the sanctity of marriage?
Yeah, that was his side piece.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have to keep tailing him on this
one.
Well,
it's the daughter of the guy that owns the Water and Power Commission.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Because he's... He wanted to set up Mr. Smith because Mr. Smith had evidence that they were funneling water out of the San Fernando Valley to starve all the crops so that they could develop up there.
Wow. So that, you know, that means you got to suck his dick next.
Yeah.
they need fucking dirt on him.
They got to suck John Houston's dick.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
He got in trouble for... giving water to Mexicans.
Whoa, don't lick my asshole. Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. Chinatown's such a good movie.
Never seen it.
Yeah. You should.
But I would eat Chinese food for dinner.
You know what? That's an extremely similar thought. Those two are very related.
Dude, you can't throw the word China at me and not expect me to want to fucking...
A little China doll.
Have a little fucking... What's your go-to Chinese food order?
Should I move to Japan and just have a Japanese wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems awesome.
Asuko and me were discussing earlier the possibility of getting into katanas.
Miku-san.
Yes, your ball of rice for dinner is ready. Here, please enjoy this ball of rice and green tea and my pussy. And you will never experience depression again. Because you are now just some guy who lives in Japan. You are so completely far removed from your own reality that the subjective problems of your mind no longer exist in this fantasy in which you are a completely different person with no emotional complexity. Is that the answer?
Yeah, dude, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Damn, yeah, that's probably the answer, is to have a little cottage made out of paper in the middle of fucking Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Asuko is cleaning my blades.
Yes, of course.
That's what I call it, sucking me off, is cleaning my blade.
Cleaning my blade.
My blade.
Asuko, the blade's getting dull.
Asuko, it's time for my blade to be cleaned.
That's that guy's fantasy for sure.
Oh, yeah. Will Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting his hog serviced by the shuffling race.
By a subservient, foot-bound wife.
Yeah.
Did the Japanese do foot binding or just the Chinese?
I think that was just the Chinese, my man.
Mainland style.
Yeah.
Good shit.
I don't know. I feel like I am one of those white guys that needs to just fuck off to Southeast Asia.
You think so? You want to go native? You want to go to Vietnam and just stay there?
Dude, I want to be like Teddy Roosevelt, you know, just go to the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Get my
that
shit.
Pygmy pussy.
Get my shit fucked up by one of those Kindiru fishes.
Are those the ones that go into your dick
hole? They go into your dick hole, yeah.
Oh, fuck those things.
Yeah.
Those things suck, dude.
Yeah.
I'm anti a Kandiru fish. That shit can suck my fucking dick.
I mean, that's what it does.
Yeah, but I don't want it to, actually. Never mind.
Yeah.
I want it to eat my ass. Sorry, I can do it.
If you're one of those big pussy girls, you could have like a dolphin that does that.
Yeah, you get a river dolphin. Mm-hmm. The Amazon River dolphin.
Yeah.
That shit's fucked up that there's dolphins in there, dude.
In the Amazon River?
Mm-hmm.
The best was when there was a dolphin in the Gowanus Canal that died.
Just from pollution.
Yeah. So a dolphin swam into the Gowanus Canal and people were like, a dolphin! And then it just rolled over, fucking dead. This city will destroy
the you're
most
not,
beautiful parts of you.
You're not even allowed
to. Make you a millionaire, but look at me now. Yeah. Hollow.
Yeah. You actually look way better than at any time than we've been friends.
Yeah,
actually.
I look pretty good.
Everything in your life is actually better.
Everything
really,
in my life is great.
Except the depression.
Yeah. Except
and
that,
even that
I can't
like,
handle I can't handle success.
Yeah. Suffering for success.
Yeah.
That's that DJ Khaled album.
I'm so jealous of the posters.
They just get to go on the Reddit and talk shit.
Never get pussy. Never fucking.
Never get pussy.
Never have any money.
Yeah, life sucks.
Life sucks. They're ugly as shit. Yeah. Not in a funny, endearing, cute way.
Well, it's fun. No, it's because it's like, I don't deserve any of this anymore than any of those people do.
Yeah,
but I just,
course.
I'm the one that fucking snatched that golden ring, I guess. Mm-hmm. I got lucky, you know?
Yeah, we got lucky for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but they deserve it less.
Oh, yeah.
Way less.
Only because they called me Diddy Kong.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's the only reason none of them deserve this.
The ones that didn't call him Diddy Kong, you guys are all right by us.
Yeah.
Except the racist ones.
Yeah.
Cool it with that racist stuff,
I was
man.
Laughing last night about, instead of the vice president, it's the rice president.
Mm-hmm. Is he and Chinese?
He is, yes. But he's an evil Chinese.
Oh, okay.
And he's always trying to kill the president, but pretending like he's not. You know?
So he's coy about it.
Oh, it seems to me the president has been poisoned. I wonder who could have done something like that.
They're like, yes, Mr. Rice President.
So the title Rice President. So every time, every 4 years, it has to be a new evil Chinese guy.
Yeah. Well, I wonder who could have poisoned the president.
Yeah.
Certainly not me, because I am his most trusted associate, the Rice President.
Sort of like a Jafar character.
Jeez, every president dies.
Yeah. Now I was trying to do that bit on Karen and Abby's new podcast or whatever, and they were just not having
They weren't
it.
With you?
Yeah, nothing.
These
that
fucking
bit just
whores.
Went, yeah, no.
Can you believe it, dude? Rice president?
It's so funny how, like, without the setting of Come Town, I'm just a fucking retarded person.
I know. Just,
none of the things I say resonate with anybody.
What the most we've gotten lucky is finding a stupid dynamic that suits our worst habits. Like, I think everything's funny and fucking stupid as shit. Anything, and then you'll just say wild, outlandish shit that most people will be horrified by. But I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's keep singing about CeeLo raping.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally
hit me
all
with the
it is.
Rice president.
Look, you guys want podcasting tips? Mm-hmm. Find your dumbest friend.
That's right.
And record all your conversations.
Oh, man. Imagine the horrific podcast that will fucking.
Yeah. Well, somebody made a podcast called Come Town 2. And I
really?
Yeah. It's the Come Town logo and then the number 2 on top of it.
Mm.
And I gave it a listen just to see.
Interesting.
Know.
Yeah. Check out the competition.
And it's just incredibly boring.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I tried listening to it. I earnestly tried to listen to it.
You hear that? You had the king's ear.
And they do they do exactly what we do, but it's not us, so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
so
good.
Yeah, so it sucks.
Yeah.
We're the damn golden boys.
Right.
With the sweet golden pricks.
Always imitated, never duplicated.
That's right. That's right.
Too black for that ass.
We are too black. That is definitely
true. I am too
true.
Damn dark, dude.
Mm-hmm. Dark Nick.
Dark, yeah.
Dark ass Nicholas.
Dark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Dark
yeah,
dark.
I'm fucking black now. You didn't think I would go black? Here I am. Here I am, you lace curtain faggot. Now I'm fucking black.
Hell yes. Dude, I want those shoes, those Wahlberg shoes.
He debuted
shoes.
A new type of sneaker for the launch.
He had
the
his own Jordan 4s, and the colors suck, Dick, because they're the Wahlbergers
like Boston
colors.
Boston green.
Yeah, just... ugly as shit, you know, fucking bright ass green and just like white, but it's bad somehow.
They're burgers, but they're also sneakers.
Having said that, I want the Pizza Hut. Have you seen the Pizza Hut sneakers?
No.
There's Pizza Hut sneakers. I want those.
Yeah.
And I want the Wahlburgers Jordan 4s.
Yeah.
And any other kind of snack, if there was some kind of Milk Dud fucking, if there's some Milk Dud fucking Nikki runners. The Boost, the Yeezy Boost, or the Adidas Boost. I'll take those two. If you got a food / shoe collaboration,
yeah.
I want in.
Yeah.
I want a pudding loafer. I want some kind
of... Damn, my man wearing pudding for shoes.
I want a fucking snack pack fucking
yeah, dude.
Boots. Snack
I would,
boots.
You know what I would wear? A full body Swiss Miss tapioca suit.
Hell yeah.
You know? Little balls all over it.
Oh, yeah.
People are like lowering their shades. They're like, damn, is my man made out of cum?
Nope. These are little tapioca nuts.
Yeah, tapioca pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I had tapioca pudding.
I was stoked for it. I was excited.
Yeah. It looks disgusting.
I think I had heard about it on like Family Matters or something. Yeah. Like it's been it's
I
like
love
a,
this story.
It's like it's
I heard about tapioca pudding on Family Matters.
I think I was familiar with the concept of tapioca pudding, uh-huh. and the excitement of a new kind of pudding I didn't know about drove me wild.
Go off, dude.
So I was like, Mom, I need some fucking tapioca. Yeah. The next time you hit fucking Price Club at the time.
Dude,
Costco,
I remember having it in my neighbor's house. It's so funny how, like, if you were fat as a kid, you're like how many food memories you have.
Oh, nothing but them, dude. Yeah. My most cherished memories are fucking food memories.
It's funny because it's like I feel like if you were fat as a kid, you either turn into a drug addict or something, or you just continue being fat.
Dude, I remember when we got a microwave, and I was
you
like,
don't have drug, you don't have access to fucking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
If I was six and like heroin was an option, I probably would have done it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's true. It's the kind of drug you have access to.
Yeah.
Dude, what I was just
so
about
it's
to say...
Like I remember going around school asking kids if I could smell their fruit by the foot wrapper. That was literally a move I would do.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect, brother.
Uh-huh.
I remember when we first got a microwave, I was stoked because it was a way to melt butter faster.
Damn.
Because your boy would use the melt butter to dip my sandwiches in.
What kind of sandwich? A butter
I would make myself a fucking ham and cheese.
Uh-huh.
But it was a double-decker. Damn, bro. And I would baste the fucking each side of the fucking bread in fucking butter. And I would get it so crispy. Fuck, damn. Dude. That shit was so good.
We would have been good friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Dude, the different kinds of fucking like Nutella peanut butter combinations I was fucking with.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's honest. Again, that's the happiest I'll ever be.
I used to eat a lot of Slim Jims.
Never got into Slim... I never had access to Slim Jims.
There was like... I remember my mom getting like a bulk thing of Slim Jims one time.
Mm,
so it was like a 6 month supply of Slim
Jims. Yes, gone in a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. That shit rocked.
Uh-huh. Diet Dr. Pepper and Slim Jims.
Respect. I want that right now, actually.
Diet soda.
As a fat little kid, I remember that shit.
Yeah,
that's when I started drinking Crystal Light.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Dude, Crystal Light, it was like, this please work.
Yeah.
Please, let there be some kind of answer.
I'm playing GameCube and just pounding Crystal Light, dude. Trying to get good, trying to look good for eighth grade.
Yeah. You know, I remember, like, I would go to my friend's house, and, like, he had soda, and, like, everyone would pick soda, and I would pick, like, ginger ale, because I thought it was, like, healthy.
Healthy, of course, yeah. Right?
But then I would have, like, six ginger ales, and they'd be like, what is your problem?
Yeah. Dude, I'm watching my health. Oh, yeah, ginger, yeah, right. It's good for you.
Yeah. It's not even really soda, because it's for grown-ups.
Yeah. It's from a plant, you fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
Drink your Cokes, children.
Right. And now look at us. Grown men with plants to piss in our rooms.
Yeah, dude. That's some shit. That's a little fucking hack again. That's a little life, stabby baby life hack. Have potted plants so you have somewhere to piss in an emergency.
I gotta do that. I should get a son. I'm gonna do that. Fuck it. This year, yeah.
I love it.
I'm going child.
Get a child, man.
That would be so reckless.
It would probably
like save my life.
Yeah, honestly, all the energy that you have that you put into just bullshit, like you're always like doing shit just to keep busy.
Yeah,
if that was for a kid.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I could be
dude.
Like Bobby.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
I mean, a lot of reasons, but
yeah,
fuck it, it'd be funny.
Man, that kid would be so fucked up. Because it's just gonna have your mind.
Yeah.
They inherit that.
Well, it could skip a generation.
Maybe. I don't know.
They might not get how fucked up you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think...
This is a nice Looney Tunes mug.
Thanks, man.
Where'd you get this? Six Flags?
No, I got it as a little kid.
Damn, we should go to Six Flags.
Eldest broke it.
Once your foot's better, come to Six Flags.
I'll go to Six Flags, dude. I'll go to motherfucking Six Flags. I'll hit a fucking...
How about instead of Six Flags, it's a...
No.
Hold on. Hold on. It's an amusement park called Six Letters.
Okay. No.
Yes.
I respect that you didn't go obvious, but also no.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even know. There's a lot
of
things.
I think I know. I can think
of two different words that have six letters in
them. Yep. Both of those are things that I don't think you should say.
And Taz comes up and he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Beep.
He does a little tornado and there's like an N and then like exclamation point, pound sign. I don't know what's funnier, saying the N-word or not saying the N-word. You know what I mean?
definitely let's just stick with not either way.
Yeah.
Depending on what is funnier or not. But yeah. I think not saying it is funny.
It's going to be so funny to see how poorly this podcast ages.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
In like 5 years?
In not even. In 6 months.
You think six? No, no, no.
Yeah, because people will level out. There's going to be like a...
Nah, because you know what, man?
Like a nanette that does Andrew Dice Clay and the balance will be restored to the universe. And
you think there's going to be a nanette that's vulgar?
Yeah, who knows? Because I look at like Mad TV and like, awesome. You know, particularly the best, Snickers, the Snickers sketch.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, it's like, you know, obviously that aged poorly, but I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It is funny, but it's like, damn, bro, on television.
Yeah.
Like, look, say this dumbass racist shit to your friends.
Yeah.
But to fucking put it on, but hey, salute.
Yeah.
Salute for being on the fucking cutting edge of sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I bet you the top, like, hour of Mad TV is better than the top hour of SNL.
Yeah.
Like the best sketches Mad TV ever did probably make you laugh harder.
I mean, it was
sketches.
So fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we were talking about doing it, watching that Ken Burns Civil War documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I started watching it last night again, and man, that's rough.
What happened?
Civil War. I just couldn't handle it. It
seems fucked up, dude. Seems annoying as fuck.
Well, it's like it's
everyone smells like shit.
This is gonna be a really original take, but slavery is bad. It was so fucked. It's so fucked up to think about.
I know.
They just were like, just raping and beating people and making them like make shirts.
Yep. You know? Just pick a part of a flower.
Right. Yeah. They have just a type of wool or whatever the fuck cotton is.
Yeah.
Insane to me.
Wild.
That's my hot take.
Yeah, I think it was also fucked up.
Yeah. No, but it was getting to me.
Yeah, I can't watch. Like I said, I'm stupid. I can't really watch anything because it'll make me feel bad. I can't read or learn because that'll make me feel bad.
Learning makes me feel good. I'm trying to increase my neuroplasticity. That's why you got to really stretch your brain out.
Get
you know,
yeah,
get
a good big ass goat
really
brain.
Stretch your jaw.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say a way to a man's brain is through his
through
mouth.
His mouth with your cock. Yep, it feels like it's going down his throat, but that's going up his brain.
It's going up in that motherfucking
brain. When you skull fuck someone,
guess that's what? How I'm helping. That's how I plan on helping disabled children.
Fucking
is my
their
next
brains.
Plan. Yeah,
till they get bigger.
Yeah,
and not retarded.
Uh huh.
We're gonna fuck the retard out of your son, ma'am.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was saying this show's not gonna age. This is gonna be comedy gold forever.
But that's the thing. It's good. It's already bad. Like, if you want it to be, it's already there. Like,
that's
we're
true.
Not claiming this is fucking not offensive and bad.
That's true.
But guess what? Sometimes thinking about having sex with a child with a mental disability.
This is ridiculous. And we got to go on tour. We're touring. We are booked now. We have, what, like 9 cities.
Yeah, we're doing some shit in the Australia. We
this
got
venue in LA reached out. It's 500 capacity.
Let's
so
fucking
we're
do
like
it.
A West Coast tour.
Should we do it right before Australia? Actually, we have time
if it works out. Maybe
why not the week before? We're gonna be on the West Coast.
Yeah,
fuck it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much.
We should just do half podcast, half stand up.
Yeah,
that way we do a little standy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as I'm better at comedy than Adam, that's all really.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Thanks,
the
man.
Fuck, dude.
Thanks for saying Adam's trash.
Let's not get crazy here.
Uh-huh.
Adam is funny, but
I remember last time we did Cumtown Classic, that Come Eatson or Gordon bit. God damn, that got me so good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not the podcast is over because we're never going to top that.
Yeah.
That is the platonic ideal of this podcast.
That's true, dude.
It's like naming. First of all, it's listing things, which we love to do.
Yeah.
But making it gay and making it about sucking dick and eating cum.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude.
I don't know. Two Race.
Two Race is great, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll never do better than that. But hey, what are you going to do? Well, we can remember it and smile.
Probably not. You know, it's like, it's funny because like if you're any kind of artist, you know, all you can hope for is that at some point you're relevant, right? Mm-hmm. At some point you do something that people pay attention to.
Yeah.
And then you do it, and then almost 100% of the time it goes away, and then you're irrelevant, and nobody wants to hear from you. But you still have to live the rest of your life as the guy that did something.
Right, right, right.
And for the thing that was done to become Eatson or Gordon. you know, we drank from that well. You know, yeah, we know what it's like. Delicious. We know what it's like to taste that.
Oh, fuck.
And that's the pinnacle of your art is, is Commissioner Gordon with a big gulp filled with cum. He's just shivering, waiting for Batman to show up next to that searchlight. But where the fuck is he?
Yeah. Warner Pong movie. His mouth is stuck together with his mustache is covering his mouth.
Yeah. That's like, that's the best thing that I'll ever do.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but I think that kind of makes...
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But it's like, I kind of envy the people that'll... You know, they just do the shitty Brooklyn shows, and they'll never have a career, and yep, they just get to be delusional and imagine themselves
as the thing that's going to happen.
Someday they'll be a great comedian. Of course, it never happens, and they get hit by a bus and die, but they at least get to have that delusion, whereas I know...
It's over.
It's over for me.
That's right.
I already said...
The best days are behind you.
It's just all downhill from here, you know?
HIV.
HIV?
No, that was a good one.
Yeah. It's just, it's a life of people remembering when the show used to be good and then calling me on my home phone to call me Diddy Kong.
Because you've unplugged.
Right.
But you still got doxxed somehow.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm like, just completely racist, beating my 19-year-old girlfriend.
Saying you're going to start your own show.
I got my own show that I'm four people
listen to. I'm on Sirius still.
Yeah. Adam's on Sirius.
Adam's on Sirius.
Adam has his own cable network. Yeah. I was saying the other day, Adam's probably taken life insurance policies out on the both of us. Yeah. And we just don't know. He hasn't said anything.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I can drive right now, guys.
Yeah.
Just fucking drives the fucking RV off a cliff and jumps out at the last second. Like, oh my God.
My best friends.
My best friends are dead.
I guess I'll just take the $6 million. It's a shame that life insurance policies don't work if you kill yourself.
Yeah, because you could kill yourself and like leave it to charity and it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, and well, it's also like the insurance company should do their due diligence to make sure that you're not going to kill yourself. And if you can trick them into thinking you won't...
You should get the money.
You should get the money. They fucked up. You're bad at your job.
That's right.
You know? And it's like, then you what? You got to stage it to make it look like an accident? So I'm supposed to like rig up some sort of piano outside of my apartment. And I was trying to raise a piano.
That's right. Get a piano. Just that common occurrence of pianos falling from the sky. Where's this piano?
Well, you know, it was like me putting a grand piano in my apartment.
Ah, yes, yes.
And I'm like, how's the piano looking, boys?
Pull the switch.
Then the piano, boom! Like, what happened to Nick? He was killed, I think, by Bruno. Popeye's enemy.
You just come up, but all your teeth are piano keys now.
I remember seeing a Popeye cartoon where they were throwing the piano out the window and then running down the stairs and catching it. And I was way too old to have this thought process. Probably like 16. I was like, damn, can you do that? Could you
be strong enough to throw a piano out a window?
Is that possible to do?
Yeah, dude. That's what I thought when I saw the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is about your dick.
My dick.
I love that, dude. First of all, I still have that's part of this depression is I just feel so terrible for those SDP guys and the stupid fucking assholes on the subreddit.
Yeah.
Like going and harassing them.
I know.
That's like, that is such a bitch move.
Yeah, just laugh at them while we made fun of them.
And I commented on it a couple people, and they're like, well, why did you fucking mention it then? Because it's funny. Just laugh at it from a fucking
distance.
Because
we're doing the show.
We're doing
it's
a
something
show.
We can all laugh at. We didn't go up to them and record us saying they're gay to their
faces.
Yeah,
right.
Make fun of them having little ass dicks.
Yeah. We're not even laughing at them for that. We're laughing at them for like posting on there. Yeah, and you're going to go on there and say these people should kill themselves or whatever. A lot of them probably will.
Yeah.
Because you know what, man? You'll get to a point where
should we take life insurance policies out on everyone on the small STP? Yeah. That would have been a good ass move.
Yeah.
We take out life insurance policies.
Again, it doesn't work
on
suicide.
Damn.
Yeah. That would be a cool plot for a movie. Yeah. Or a Chuck Palahniuk book.
Yes.
SP by Chuck Palahniuk.
cyberbully enough small dicked guys to into death. Ooh, but that's the thing.
But anyways, 5'8" fat thighs with a 4x4 hose is it's still one of the funniest things I've ever read in my life. How are you on there and depressed? If you just say
that's poetry.
That's if you if you think to express things in those terms, you should be at the Cellar every night.
Yep, that's so funny.
Just go on stage like a little bit about me. I'm 5'8" fat thighs with a 4x4 hose.
I mean, that's basic. That's almost me. If my dick were like a different dimensions, that is basically me.
Yeah, it is. It's you in a separate universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have fat thighs, though.
Yeah.
But they're muscular, the thigh.
Damn. I wish I got to get bigger thighs.
I just got to fucking...
I got out of the gym and I wasted away.
Yeah, dude. Your legs are looking a little small, dude.
They're small as hell.
Yeah.
I got stupid chimp legs.
Pump those up. No, don't... Don't turn it in on yourself. Right,
dude. I look like a chimpanzee. I know it.
No.
No, I look like a goddamn monkey. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. You could stop eating bananas by breaking them
in
half.
It's not fair to go after me for my appearance, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've done a lot to improve myself.
Yes.
And what are you doing? You're insulting the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an example of bettering yourself, even though you got so very little to work with.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
little fucked up frame. Little
I've got a tiny. I'm a racist midget.
Yeah, that's right.
With a drug problem, and I've risen to prominence.
That's right.
And I use what little bit is left in my tiny shriveled up black heart.
That's right.
To help the people around me.
That's right.
And you treat me as such.
And you call him Diddy Kong.
You call me Diddy Kong. You say I'm worse at stand up than Tom Myers. You fucking kick a man when he's down.
Hey, man. I don't think you look that much like a monkey.
Thanks, man.
Monkeys don't even have mustaches.
We're both hot.
Yeah, we're sexy guys.
Yeah, we're hot.
I love getting my fucking... I love being a sexy man.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. It's fine. Listen, dude. You could fuck, and that's all being hot is about.
Yeah. No, see, I don't even want to fuck.
I know.
That's the thing, is I can fuck.
So what do you want? So what is the problem?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing.
It's insane. I don't know.
That's the thing. Once I started fucking, I was like, oh, who cares that I'm fat?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck that I look dumb. Like, if anything, that's funnier.
Yeah.
Like, it makes fucking even sweeter that I look like this.
Yeah.
Anyone can fuck if they look good.
Yeah.
That's not impressive, bro. Look at me.
I don't know. The real answer is I'm, like, just an insane fucking narcissist, so everything hurts me.
Yeah.
You know, success, any kind of scrutiny or whatever. Which is like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to deal with that because it's like if I wasn't just a self-absorbed piece of shit, I wouldn't have like been like, yeah, I should have a podcast.
Right. My opinions matter.
Right. Exactly.
It honestly is, bro. Like, you just have to not be like, there's just the extreme unchecked levels of what's shitty about you. If you just even, I'm just saying from being in therapy, like, I'm still a piece of shit, but at least, like, every once in a while, some shit, like, it's helped my relationship with my brothers. Like, we're cooler because I'm fucking more open with them. I don't know. Just go to a therapist, dude.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you fucking kill. It doesn't work and you kill yourself.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, you know, we fucking die next year in that RV crash that Adam has fucking planned.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's tired of being called a bug.
Yeah. I guess it could be worse. I could be Adam.
Yeah, dude. See?
I could be in Adam's position. God damn. They are so mean to him. People are so fucking mean to Adam.
I know.
They don't get that it's like...
That he's literally like one of our best friends.
It's insane to me. You could listen to the show and think that like...
That we hate Adam.
That he's not... I hang out with the guy every single day.
Yeah, you guys hang out more because you live in Brooklyn. You guys are together all the time.
They're like, he hates him.
Yeah.
He hates that guy.
What he really wants is for Adam to leave and me to take his place.
Right.
It is useful, though, because then everyone thinks they can replace Adam.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, you know, I befriended Liam. Yes. Liam's a good kid, you know, I like him or whatever, but because he's become part of the show, now people are bullying him about his cystic acne and his fucked up face, and I don't think he can handle it.
No.
A lot of people think they can be in the hot seat.
No, dude.
You don't understand. Adam has a rock-solid constitution, more so than literally any of you. You would probably kill yourselves immediately if you had to live one day in,
oh, yeah.
in his
Adam's
shoes.
Pathetic shoes.
I mean, he's like, Adam's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
And because of the show, he's just been turned into a punching bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watching his family die.
Yeah, it's
while,
tough.
Like, just the biggest losers in the entire world. Message him about
it. Yeah, call him a bug. Say they want to fuck his sister. Meanwhile, if they were ever in the same room, they could make eye contact.
Yeah,
they're
right,
her.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to fuck your sister's tits, bro. It's like they can't say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. What's the solution? Maybe we kill Adam.
Maybe we should. You we know? Should kill our friend to make him finally be happy.
That's right. I don't want him to suffer anymore, man.
Yeah, he doesn't suffer. He seems to be pretty
nah,
okay.
He's doing fine.
He's doing
he's got
great.
A, he's got a good relationship. He's got a nice spot. Our well, lives are good.
You know, he doesn't know everything about Dasha.
Yeah, I mean.
There's some stuff that
you know,
he doesn't know.
But listen, we don't got to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Nate, can we stop for a second?
Sure.
Dude, come on. Don't tell everyone that we all have been fucking even before they met.
Yeah, it's a good thing that the podcast has a pause feature.
The pause button is huge.
I love
dude.
Hitting that pause
should
button.
Should we also kiss right now?
We should. Damn, I love having my asshole sucked on. I forgot to tell you, I dimmed the lights before we started the show. So my asshole, sometimes you think
damn,
my mouth
dude,
is my... Yeah, my asshole is my mouth.
Yeah, what the fuck? That tastes more like ass than
it was
mouth.
My ass. I'm
oh,
sorry.
It was your ass.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. My turn.
Anyways, back to how we both all had right,
we
sex,
both
with,
have
Dasha.
Sex with Dasha. But wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Should you kiss my ass now?
No.
Come on. All right, but only. All right, listen. We gotta finish this podcast.
We do.
Never tell anyone that Dasha's been cheating on. With all his friends.
Okay. Go
okay.
ahead.
All right.
He unpause.
All right, unpause.
We're back.
And we're back. I sorry to take that quick break, but we just had to do some private stuff that not everyone needs to be, you know. Mm-hmm. Not everyone needs to be a fucking you know, party to. Mm-hmm. But we're back and we did not kiss each other's assholes.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't know, man. How'd it feel having the whip, dude? Doesn't it feel good to have a car?
Dude, it feels great. I might buy a car.
You should buy a car. You literally should. I mean,
I want to buy a car and I want to buy a house in like Flushing or Rego Park or something.
That would rock, dude. Come yeah. to Queens. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go to Dumplings, I'll get Dumplings all the time.
That's the only reason I'm doing it. That's why I want to buy a $600,000 house yeah. so I can get Dumplings.
That would rock, brother.
Yeah.
Ideally, one day I would like to buy a house in Queens, but I'm still far away from that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even close.
Yeah.
I got to talk to... Hey, if anyone who listens to the show is like a mortgage guy.
Yep.
Actually, I think there was that big dude. The guy, it was like some guy that weightlifts that listens to Chapo and our show who messaged me before about sending me free shoes.
Nice. Can I have free shoes?
I think he's a mortgage guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, I need to
fuck, I needed
out.
A mortgage, but I'm already working with some Greek guy. You know what's funny? I'm working with a Greek guy, and his dad ripped off my parents when they did their mortgage.
Oh, really?
But there's just, like, only one mortgage guy in Greektown, and I was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing any fucking...
That's why I need to reach out to the autistic community. I don't have,
that
like,
is
a,
true.
I have an ethnic
community.
You're
angels.
Yeah. Bunch of, I get an autistic real estate broker that
the best
hooks
kind.
Me up with a train discount, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
The best negotiators. You never know where they're coming from.
Right. Actually, we're going to pay half that. Like, but excuse me? Goodbye. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Nah, dude, don't get fucking yoked.
Fuck your Bowflex up.
Stop getting yoked, bro.
You gonna kill yourself with the Bowflex?
Maybe. Yeah. Benoit style.
There you go. I did it. One rep.
Fuck. Hold on.
Nice. What's this? Jarvis? What does that mean?
Yeah, check it out, dude. I got a standing desk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty
you did
tight.
Get a standing desk.
And then I fucked
this
my
is,
foot up.
This is so unnecessary.
Nah, bro, it's cool. Stop, stop.
You have a motorized... What do you mean stop? How far up does it go?
Don't keep going up. I don't know.
Why?
Nah, stop. Go, then make it go down.
Damn. A lowrider desk.
That's right, bro. Yeah, I got a little motorized fucking desk. No big deal.
Yeah.
It doesn't it feel cool to do that?
Yeah.
Now yeah, it's too it low. No, cool. stop. What? Stop, motherfucker. Oh, fucking shit. Laundry basket, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My gaming rig is going to ruin my fucking laundry basket.
Yeah, sounds more like a blaming rig. Blaming that's me so for... True.
I'm sorry for blaming you.
What else does blaming sorry, man. Rig rhyme with?
No. Okay. No, Nick, don't.
Uh-huh.
So did you want to keep talking about Mark Wahlberg a little more?
No, I don't know. I kind of just want to go home and go to sleep now.
Do it, dude.
I'm in fuck that kind it. Of mood, you know?
You take edibles with me. No, you yeah. shouldn't do drugs, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Somebody recommended some 5-HTP.
What's that?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I was so depressed over the weekend that I, like, caved and did some cocaine.
That's that made the worst it like way for worse. Depression.
Yeah. And that blow in particular was like.
Oh, yeah. Skankfest blow.
Yeah. And, well, it wasn't from there, but like, yeah, I don't know. The other people I was doing it with were like, yeah, I came down pretty hard off that and I had a pretty terrible hangover.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
That's why I don't trust that shit, dude.
What? Cocaine?
Cocaine.
Yeah.
You never know what's in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what makes it. Some of it, like, give you a shitty hangover, and sometimes it doesn't.
Probably a bunch of chemicals in that bitch.
Well, it's a plant, dude. You know? How are you going to say nature. How are you going to say part of the earth
you're right.
is
No, you're right. Illegal. Part of the earth is illegal. That's fucked up.
Crack rock is from a plant.
It's
dude.
From the earth, dude.
Yeah. That's
the crack rockiest.
Yeah.
Aphrodisia.
Afro-nation. The Afro-nation of crack rock.
Dude, how are you going to say illegal? Okay, pedophilia, that comes from the earth.
Yeah, dude. Children are a plant.
Children come from Mother Nature.
How you going to make a plant?
How you going to say I can't
a
fuck
a boy's
it?
Pussy is a plant, dude. How you going to say that's illegal?
Check out this picture. And check out this. It's the cells of a fucking... Yeah. One's like a fucking avocado.
A zygote.
A boy's pussy. And it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, dude. If a fetus is life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you... If you were to find a pregnant woman and reach into her pussy, rip out her fetus, and fuck it in front of her, that wouldn't be a crime.
No, sir.
Not even
comes
close.
From the earth.
Well, no, but a child, you do that with a baby. As soon as she has the baby, I just fell out of my
Nick
chair.
Nick somehow fell out of a rolling chair.
Well, I was trying to adjust myself.
Nice, bro. Oh,
damn. Anyways, if you did it with a baby, that would be... I want to become a criminal defense attorney and then just... Like, launch defense of my client and then purposefully slip on a banana peel. Just take the, whoop. Just eat the biggest load of shit. Like, right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, yeah, my pants come down. Everybody sees my fucked up hose.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't close your cock. You can't hide your cock for anything. You just keep slipping. Whoop. You fucking mash your cock into the foreman's mouth.
Yeah, there's just it's a bunch of pencils and scotch tape stuck to it.
Your dick gets stuck in one of the jurors' noses.
Yeah, right.
One of their nostrils.
The judge's little hammer is just shoved up my dick hole.
Order.
Order. Just
order.
My dick's banging against the walls and just knocking it, and everybody has to listen to it because that's who actually controls the court is the hammer.
Whoever has
the
hammer,
judge.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like Thor's hammer, dude.
That's right, dude.
Whoever's holding it,
that
you're,
is
you're
right.
the judge.
Well, that's probably the episode.
Yeah, that does it. I think that riff will do us.
Time to damn. I'm just going to keep getting older and hating myself more, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Nah, you'll do better, dude.
All right. I can't. If there's any ladies out there, look, I'm trying to, I'm skipping right to sun. So if you want to catch a nut real quick, I am. I'll be honest with you. I am pretty good at fucking, but only because I don't feel anything and I'm just sort of a robot that knows how to.
That's right. It's
know,
a game. He looks at it as an achievement from Xbox.
Mostly it's like I just don't want you criticizing me. So I learned how to be good at fucking so it's not a chore to deal with the emotional burden of being bad at fucking.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoy nothing. So if you want to.
If you want to catch a hot fucking load.
If you want to catch just an emotionless
mowing.
Load.
Yes. And, you know, you can catch one of those for me also. That's on the table as well.
Yeah. We'll both. Where's that big pussy girl with the two?
Yeah.
We'll both
fuck
her at the same time.
Yeah, the jerk off my friend Rick. So listen, guys.
I just sit on your lap.
Yeah.
And then she sits on my lap. And then we go the two at the same time. Can Diddy Kong do that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Probably because, I mean, yeah, he's got a little ass monkey dick. Monkeys got little dicks.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like the Diddy Kong criticism. I mean, yeah, I know I got a tiny chimp body, but don't tell me I have a chimp dick.
Don't tell my man.
Don't tell me my fat thighs, 5'8", 4x4 hose.
All right, guys. Well, listen, go see Nick at Caroline's.
Yeah, come out, guys.
And that's August.
Don't be fucking haters either. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it well.
August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Is that right?
Yeah.
August 9th, 10th, 11th. Go see Nicholas at motherfucking Caroline's. Don't be a dickhead. When we're headlining these places, please come out. It'll make it so that we can keep doing it. Speaking of that, I'll be in fucking Charlottesville on the 17th. I will be at Baltimore Suspended Brewing Company on the 18th. And I think I'm going to do a little comedy show and art opening with my little brother. So if you like my brother's paintings, his art will be out there too. It'll be a nice little party. It's my friend's new brewery, so we're going to hang out and get fucked up and shit. And then on the 19th, I'll be in Philly at the Good Good Comedy Theater. We will also be at the Auto Bar on the 12th of August, the week before that, doing a live podcast. We'll be at Cleveland Sunday the 2nd at 4:20. Legalize it. Part of the Accidental Comedy Festival, doing a live pod there. And then the next day, we're podding in Boston as part of the Boston Comedy Festival at 8 o'clock at Laugh Boston. After that, more dates for me. I'm going to be on the road a bunch in September, so I'll be in Connecticut, the Fairfield Comedy Club, September 7th. I'll be in New Orleans and Lafayette on the 14th, New Orleans on the 15th. And then I will be in Chicago on the 21st and the 22nd, and Detroit on the 23rd. And then, of course, we're in Australia in October. But that's it for now, gang. And I think, actually, we have a Funny Moms. Fuck, I don't know if I'm going to be there. We have Funny Moms this Monday. But anyway, that's the show. That's a little Campton Clásico for you.
Yeah.
I'm
feeling okay.
We're feeling good. Nick's not going to kill himself.
Yeah, not this week, at least.
Yep. Don't call him Diddy Kong.
Yeah, don't do that to me, guys. And come on. I love you guys, and I'm so supportive of you and all your endeavors.
And one final note.